Jesus was walking with his friends one day, and as they walked along the road, he said, "What are people saying about me?" And they said, "Well, some people say you're John the Baptist. Some people say you're Elijah. Some people say that you're one of the prophets." Jesus said, "Well, who do you say that I am?" Peter said, "You're the Messiah, the one chosen and sent by God." And Jesus said, "Don't tell anybody." Then Jesus tried to begin to teach them about how some sad things and some scary things were going to be happening in the future. And Peter didn't like hearing about sad and scary things. It made him upset and confused, and he started to argue with Jesus. Jesus said, "Peter, we have to think about what God wants, not what we want." And then Jesus took Peter and James and John, and they climbed up a tall, tall mountain. Up and up and up they went. And when they got to the top, all of a sudden, Jesus was dazzling with light. He was so bright that they could hardly look. And they were really scared to see him gleaming and looking totally different than the way he usually looked. And they saw that there were two other people standing there with Jesus on the mountaintop. One of them was Moses and the other one was Elijah. These were two men who had lived a long time ago and gone to heaven a long time ago. And there the three were together. Now, the next thing that happened was a cloud came and covered everybody. So suddenly, nobody could see anything at all. I don't know if you've ever been in, like, at the beach in the fog, when the fog comes in, and it's all gray and wet, and you can hardly see anything, and it was just like that. Fog everywhere, and it's gotten into a big tangled mess right here in my lap. There we go. Now, nobody can see. And in the midst of that cloud, they heard a voice. The voice said, "This is my son, the beloved. Listen to him." Well, the next thing they knew, the cloud went away, and the bright light went away, and there was Jesus, looking just like he always looked, the same as before, and it was only the four of them there on the mountain. And they walked back down to the bottom of the mountain, and as they walked, Jesus said, "Don't tell anybody about what you saw today, at least for now. In the future, after the Son of Man has risen from the dead, then it will be the time to tell people about this day." "Risen from the dead," they said to each other. "What is Jesus talking about?" And the reason they didn't understand him is because they hadn't yet lived through Palm Sunday or Good Friday or Easter Sunday. And so they still found his words confusing. Let's join hands and we'll say a prayer before you go to Sunday school. Find somebody's hand to hold. Dear God, thank you for Jesus. Even when we don't understand what he says or what he does, we're so grateful to have him with us. When we're scared or confused, may we be led by the light of his love. When we're happy and joyful, may we be led by the light of his love. When we're together with our family and friends, may Jesus' love light our way. And in the time when we feel alone, may his love light our way then as well. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.